Mark, there's a look at the rookies getting their pictures taken today here on Photo Day, and a lot of those guys already expected to make an impact in battling for positions back there, especially in the secondary.
Well, Kevin Johnson's the first-round draft choice, Patty, but the beauty is he does not have to start. You have Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson back. That's a wonderful thing. Also, A.J. Boye, who played a lot of guts of the game snaps last year for this squad. So at corner, you seem to have a lot of depth here. Andre Howell's one of those guys as well, but could he be playing safety? That's a possibility for the second-year man out of Vanderbilt. So I think they have a lot of exciting possibilities, but the safety spot next to Raheem Moore, you have no DJ Swearinger, Kendrick Lewis is gone. They have to address that. Luckily for them, they have some time to sort of flesh it all out.
It is early, but I do see a lot of competition back there. I see some really good communication, and I see some veteran players that are really trying to be good leaders back there. J-Jo, Kareem, Raheem Moore. You've got some guys back there that have played a lot of football in this league at a high level, and I think that's really good for the younger players to see that. And we have some good young talent back there.
I'm trying to do whatever I can to, you know, make the team, and we need some help at safety. You know, we had lost a couple guys, so I'm just trying to step up and help the team.
And, Mark, one of the guys back there that is quite an addition to this team, you mentioned it before, and that's Raheem Moore.
Signed as a free agent, four-year man for the Denver Broncos, and he's already friends with Kareem Jackson. You know, he's the kind of guy who just seems to fit right in to what they're doing. Super smart. He's going to be able to roam the secondary, make plays for you that way. And I think with the other safety, that's where you're going to need a guy to play closer to the box. But Moore's going to be kind of like a boss back there in that defensive backfield, and I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
First, your kind of thoughts when you knew you were going to be a Houston Texan?
I was very excited. It's always good to get a fresh new start. You know, I wanted to be here. I really thought the Texans were going to draft me when I came out. You know, I had a meeting with you guys, and it didn't work out. But I'm excited to be here, really.
What was it that time when you thought the Texans were going to draft you that made you want to be there at that time?
Well, you know what? I just felt like they needed safety. And I was like, I kept hearing through the grapevine, oh, the Texans want you. I'm like, okay. You know, so I met with the Texans. It was a great meeting. But, you know, obviously it didn't work out. So you know how it goes.
Well, you come back around now. All things work out the way they're supposed to. What can you bring? Obviously, you've worked with some. You mentioned Champ Bailey. You come in with different experiences, different things. What do you feel you can bring to this group, especially with a lot of young guys back there?
Well, you know, one thing I will bring is that I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to require a certain way on how we should play in the back end. I want to be reliable. I want to be accountable. I'm going to get the game what it deserves. I'm going to be a great teammate, a great example on and off the field. And I just want to bring the winning mentality here. You know, I believe that we have the pieces and the coaching staff and the environment to win. And that's what it's all about. We have a great group of guys. And I'm really excited for our future.
Talk a little bit about that group of guys, the ones back there so far. It's still kind of early on here in OTAs and as far as what you've experienced working with them. But these young kids, the Andre Howells, the Lonnie Ballantynes, the ones that you've had a chance to work with, what do you see with this as a group?
You know what? Everybody's competitive. You know, everybody's trying to find the role that they want to play, whether they're starting or whether they're a backup or special teams. Everybody's competing. And the thing I like about it is that nobody is resting on their morals. Nobody's thinking like, okay, I've arrived. I know I'm not. So, and that's what it's all about. If you can get everybody's best ability, that's what makes the great teams win.
So you come in here, do you have or do you set or are you willing to share what your goals are that you've set for yourself?
Well, absolutely. You know, my goal is this, is that I want to do all I can to help the Texans win. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. I need to be able to be the guy that they want me to be and a little more. My position requires a lot, and so I can't afford to slip up. I can't afford not to go a night without studying. I can't afford to miss a rep or watching film or not being in the best shape of my life. So, and I think that if I do that, we could be better. Because we have a great group of guys. We have Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph. There's some lockdown corners, and Eddie Pleasant and all the rest of the guys that's playing safety. Anybody can start. So, I love the competition, and that's what I'm going to bring, and that's what you can look for as far as our secondary.
I like what he said about wanting to be drafted by the Texans. He already feels somewhat of a connection with this organization, so that's cool. One of the high-profile free agent signings for this team to go along with Vince Wilfork in the offseason. And, Patty, before we go anywhere, I know we have this green screen here. So, you know, I like being in outer space, but what about adventure on the high seas? You know I love the stormy oceans and, you know, blazing a trail across the stormy Atlantic. This is me.
All right. And on that note, once again, I will try to keep things
getting seasick
under control here. Let's take another time out. When we come back, we'll check out the veterans who are also partaking in this photo day.